This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I have a simple question. What the heck are you thinking? What is in your mind? Why would you want to give out any of your personal information to a faceless corporation for the sole purpose of them selling it?
That was Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano spitting fire last night as the House of Representatives voted to allow internet service providers such as Comcast or Verizon to use, share, and sell data they collect about you without your permission. The measure already passed the Senate, and President Donald Trump is expected to sign it. Congressman Capuano joins us now. Congressman, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, so what makes you the most angry about this?
It's just crazy. I mean, there is no reason to do this. I mean, we're not talking about internet companies that are on the financial brink of disaster and need to find something else to sell. These companies are healthy. They do a decent job. I'm not complaining. But there is no reason I can think of that to do this. And I have not met a single person, not one, who thinks it's a good idea.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel like a lot of internet privacy advocates, of course, feel the same way. But the ISPs themselves, Comcast and Verizon, they say that they shouldn't have been, you know, they were being regulated under a different set of rules. And the Googles and the Facebooks of the world out there, they didn't have to ask anyone's permission. And it was putting Verizon and Comcast at a disadvantage.
Well, first of all, they are right. It was a different standard. And I agree with them. It should be level playing field. But the level playing field should have been created by taking the Facebooks of the world and making them live up to the same standard. We shouldn't lower the standards to the lowest common denominator. We should raise the standards to where we want them to be. Everybody I know wants to keep as much of their privacy as they can. They're willing to share some information with a lot of people, but they'd like to have some control over it.
Right. You know, as you know, many Republicans, in fact, the point that you just made about changing standards is exactly the point they were making, but from the opposite perspective. So we've got some tape here from Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise speaking on the floor of the House last night. And he said that Americans don't need the FCC to come in and regulate ISPs because he said in terms of regulating the internet overall, the Federal Trade Commission already does that and does it well. Here's Steve Scalise.
The FTC's light touch in case-by-case enforcement had fostered an internet economy that's become the envy of the world. But rather than following the FTC's proven framework of privacy protection, the FCC came in and overreached and missed the mark with these rules, injecting more regulation into the internet ecosystem. With all due respect, the internet was not broken and did not need the federal government to come in and try to fix it.
Congressman Capuano, what do you think?
It couldn't be more wrong. I don't know. Maybe Steve, he's a great guy, but maybe he never uses the internet or doesn't understand how it works. If you, for the sake of discussion, if you're on a website and you don't like the information they're collecting, you just don't have to go back to that website. How do you get rid of your provider? I mean, I know it's technically possible. How many people are going to be able to get rid of their provider, especially if both providers or the three providers or however many options you have do the exact same thing? You cannot opt out of this. You cannot find a way to opt out of it, and that's the problem. I don't disagree at all that there's an unlevel playing field, but again, I want my privacy as much as I can. If I want to tell you information about myself, that's fine. But if I don't, then it's really none of your business, and certainly you shouldn't be able to sell it, and that is the only reason they want this information, in order to sell it to advertisers so they can target you a little bit better than they already do.
So, Congressman, for frequent listeners to the show, they'll know that I am personally very predisposed to advocating for internet privacy, or I'm a big believer in being able to keep private what you think should stay private. But I'm playing devil's advocate here because, on the other hand, you know, data is the currency of the internet. It's the way information is the greatest thing of value in the digital age. And what many people could say and say legitimately, look, in order to tailor the experience to you, in order to give you targeted ads that actually meet your needs, meet your buying habits, that they need to have access to this data, and so why shouldn't they sell it? Because it makes your experience better online.
I don't mean to be disrespectful. Mind your own business. Don't tell me what I want. If that's the thing that amazes me. If that's what you want to do, I'm certainly happy to have a place you can click on every page and say, sure, use my information. If that's what you want, that's fine. But if you don't, you should have the option to say, nope, don't use this information and don't share it with anybody.
But don't people have that option? I mean, I think they can opt out, though.
Well, they can just stop using the internet, and that's an unreasonable expectation in today's world. I don't think I'm not asking anybody to do that. It's like, you know, your tracking system on your cell phone. It's a thousand things that are happening in our lives that you lose control over. All I want is just a little bit of control so that you can control the information about yourself like you used to be able to do. I understand that when you're in the digital world, you automatically give up some degree of that. But you don't have to give it all up. There's no reason to do it. They don't need that information.
Hmm. Well, so just to be specific, what Congress has voted on gives internet service providers, again, internet service providers like Comcast or Verizon, the option to gather and sell data such as geolocation information, health information, your social security number, browsing history, app usage, content of messages and emails.
Content of emails. That's kind of critical. The content of your emails that you send through that ISP provider can then be sold to someone else.
Hmm. But correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that under what Congress rolled back essentially means that I should be able to call up Verizon. I should be able to call up Comcast and say, I want to opt out. Isn't that a simple way? No?
It doesn't exist. There's no way to do that. And the only way you can do it is just stop using Verizon or whoever it's going to be. But then good luck trying to find somebody who doesn't do it.
Hmm.
And in the free market system, if I'm competing with you, if I'm competing with Verizon and they do it and they make $1 billion by selling information without telling you, at some point, I get to be a competitive disadvantage. I probably get pressure to do the same thing. And why wouldn't I if I can make $1 billion doing it?
Right.
So everybody's going to do it. You will have no choice.
Now, I know this vote just happened, but President Donald Trump is expected to sign this bill into law. Congressman, do you think there is going to be any move afoot to introduce new legislation to combat the vote that just happened last night?
There will be, but we're not going to win right now. In the meantime, we're trying to pressure the president. Honestly, privacy is something that the Republican Party used to tout while I was growing up, and I would think that the most conservative members of the Republican Party would agree with me. We got 15 votes on the floor of the House yesterday by some of the most conservative Republicans because they understand this. And so, therefore, we're starting a petition online. It's a last-ditch effort. I know that. We're trying to get at least 100,000 people around the country to sign up. If you use www.petitions.whitehouse.gov.
Hmm.
And it's the one relative to SJ Res 34. We're trying to get as many signatures as we can. And I don't know that that'll change the president's mind, but he didn't come out and say specifically he was going to vote for it. What was said is, I don't have the exact language in front of me, was something along the lines of his advisors would recommend that he would sign it.
Right.
So my hope is he can get all the advice he wants. I want him to get advice directly from the American people.
Congressman, one last question for you since I've got you. I'm going to just shift gears entirely because I'd love to hear what your take is on the latest of what's been happening out of the House Intelligence Committee. Devin Nunes, chair, says he's not going to recuse himself. But we also now had this in the past day or so, this kerfuffle over the House Intelligence Committee canceling or delaying testimony from former acting attorney general Sally Yates. Adam Schiff, the ranking member, is saying, what's the holdup? I mean, what's your take?
Devin Nunes, he may or may not be a great guy. I don't know, and I don't really care. But his actions have completely undermined the credibility of anything they find. Even if they come out and say something that is exactly 100% true, there'll be a lot of Americans now who just won't trust it. So therefore, I think I don't want him to resign or recuse himself. I want the investigation taken out of the hands of the partisan Intelligence Committee that has more Republicans on it than Democrats and put into a nonpartisan or at least equally divided committee or outside group would be even better to do the investigation so that whatever the answer is can be trusted by the American people.
Michael Capuano, he represents Massachusetts 7th. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, let's turn back to this question of internet privacy and internet service providers. Joining us now is Ilaria Licardi. She is a research scientist at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, and she's with us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Hello.
Okay, so first of all, tell us more specifically, what kind of data is already generally being tracked out there? I mean, how much could a person person or a company know about me specifically, if based on what I'm already putting out there?
So different companies can know different information about you. So Google knows a lot of information about you based on your Google searches, on the contents of your emails. Facebook knows a lot about you, about your social connection, what you browse. And they also extend their tracking abilities outside their immediate company. So they place trackers in different websites. But it's very different than ISP. ISPs have a complete details. Think of it as a phone bill. So an itemized phone bill. So they know exactly where you have been and for how long. And it's very detailed. So everything that you do in from home where your ISP, for example, is provided.
Because everything that you do goes through that ISP.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
But here's a question. These rules that Congress just rolled back, the rules had only been passed last year.
Yes.
So before, again, it gets a little confusing, but before last year, these privacy rules, which were just canceled yesterday, didn't exist, right? So were ISPs collecting all this data
beforehand? ISP always collects this data. They weren't selling it, but ISP always collects information about what you do. And I'm assuming that they are storing it somewhere. Of course, yes.
Okay, so they were collecting it, but they weren't selling it before last year?
Hopefully they weren't, yes.
But we're not sure?
We're not sure. So AT&T had some sort of programs about targeted advertisements, but then I think it rolled out once this has been discussed. So I don't think they were selling it, at least not publicly, like it's going to happen now.
Okay, yeah, so the difference is now we know for sure that Congress has said they can sell this information.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so, you know how I asked Congressman Capuano that I understand that there should be an opt-out provision, that people should be able to contact their ISP and say, nope, I don't want you to sell my information.
Yes.
Does that work? Should it work?
Well, the problem is that even though there is an opt-out mechanism, it might be very hard to actually do. And also people might not opt out because they might not know. So having an opt-out mechanism might not work might not work as well as we expected.
Did you check today?
Yes, I checked today, and there should be an opt-out mechanism, I believe, but I don't know what kind of mechanism will that be.
Interesting. Yes. Now, you know, to me, the one of the biggest differences between the ISPs and all, other internet companies on the other side of those ISPs is that, yes, I mean, I think people in this day and age know that when they use Google products or when they use Facebook, they are, by definition, just giving all that data to the companies. I mean, it's part of the terms of service, but also we're not being charged to use Google. Whereas I am being charged to use Verizon.
And that's a very interesting choice. But there is also a very big difference between Facebook and Google and ISPs. So as you said, you're not getting charged for the ISPs, but then Facebook and Google, while they collect a lot of information about you, they are not selling it outright, which I believe what the ISP are going to do. So Google actually provides services for ads. So it targeted their customer, but the customer's profile never leaves Google servers and is completely safeguarded by them. So Google and Facebook, they monetize the people's profiles.
Through the advertising.
Through the advertising, but they do not sell them. So that's different.
Key difference. Okay. Yeah. So what can people do if they want to, short of opting out, which we don't know yet if that's going to be easily done? What can people do to limit how much of their data is tracked and sold by ISPs?
So people, if they wanted to opt out, well, not opt out, if they wanted to safeguard their privacy, they should use service like VPN or Tor. And in that case...
And VPN meaning?
A virtual private network.
Are those easy to set up?
So they're not easy to set up, but the EFF has just released a very interesting document where it explains the different services that can be used.
This is the Electronic Freedom Foundation?
Yes. Okay. Hopefully other advocacy group, they will try to set up simple ways to actually set up VPNs and Tors, yes.
And Tors
Tor, being... yes. Tor is the anonymous network that can be used either as an operating system or as an addition to browsers. It's very easy to use.
It is?
Well, yes.
Okay, I don't mean to make light of this because for a second I was just thinking it sounds like we're all going to have to sort of become small-time hackers in order to protect our information.
So VPN, it's not easy to set up. And personally, being a computer science, I haven't used outside services. I either use my, my university VPN here in at MIT, or I set up my own VPN. And it's not difficult for a technical person, but it might be difficult for a non-technical person. But there will be services out there that I think will come in light of this bill. EFF has been one of them, and I think there will be other services that they will be there to provide this kind of safeguards to people they want to.
We were looking this morning, and there's an app for that, as always, and I'm sure there's soon going to be even more. Well, Ilaria Lucardi is a research scientist at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. Thank you.